On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sun shines, we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath on us to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella.
Under my umbrella, World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
Hello everybody, my name is Ella Webb and you are listening to Phoenix 98 FM for my show World Wide Web. In the studio with me again, well not again, this week.
Back.
Is you, you're back.
I am.
You thought you'd leave me last week.
Sorry.
How rude.
I know. But I thought your stand-in did an admirable task.
Yes, an excellent stand-in for you. How was your work thing?
Oh, it was riveting. Yeah, it's available on YouTube if anyone's really that interested, but I suspect not.
Why is it on YouTube? Who would want to watch it?
That's an excellent question, which I can't answer.
Okay. Well, anyway, you are back in the studio with me this week. And our first story is the plans for pupils to catch up with school. So, I've had my first 4 days in school.
Yeah.
Three full days and half a day. But I still don't like it.
Why not?
It's school.
Oh, yeah, but surely it's better than just sitting in your room all day. You can actually see people,
speak to people properly. When you sit in your room, you can eat when you like, wear what you like.
That sounds like a song.
Eat whenever you like.
Yeah.
Why? What's bad about that?
Well, there's nothing bad about that.
Exactly.
But surely the fact that you're on your own... You don't see your friends.
No, but you have food.
Don't interact with people. You can't talk to food. Well, you can, but you're not going to get much conversation.
Yeah, but then you can eat it.
Yeah. Anyway.
You can eat it during the lesson time.
Aside from all of that, how are you finding the school? How is the school coping?
Okay. There's still the one-way system in place, and we have to wear masks in every lesson, in the lessons and around the corridors. So it's only at lunch when we go outside we can actually take them off, and when we eat our food we can only take them off. So most of the school day, apart from maybe an hour, 50 minutes, we can take our masks off. No, we have to have our masks on. That 50 minutes we can take them off.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, only but when we eat. We have, once we've finished eating, we have to put them back on.
Sensible precautions, though.
Yeah. Yes. But our story. So the plans for pupils to catch up. So the government has announced plans to help pupils catch up with the teaching they might have missed during lockdown. Most pupils in England began to return to school on the 8th of March. So what has the government actually announced? So, the government minister in charge of education in England, Gavin Williamson,
yes,
has set out a plan to help young people catch up with the classes they have missed. This includes around £700 million to pay for summer school, extra tutoring, and after school activities. Rachel D'Souza, the Children's Commissioner for England, wrote, "This is a big positive week for children." So what else is being considered? So Williamson said that the government is considering making a longer school day and the summer holidays shorter. However, the idea was criticised by some parents and politicians. The politician, Kate Green, who represents the Labour Party views on education, pointed out that the government had made no specific mention of supporting children's mental health or well-being, which is fundamental to enabling their recovery. Which I think is very good. Longer school days and shorter summer holidays. The summer holidays is time for us to rest, us to have that time away from school.
Yeah.
Have 6 weeks away from any schoolwork, anything to do with school and academic. But then having a shorter 6 weeks, I know it sounds long, but when you're actually in it, if you go on holiday for two of them, like we usually do, then you have 4 weeks, and those 4 weeks they fly by. So having shorter, I don't know how much shorter it would be. It might be, for example, 5 weeks or something like that. But it will still fly by, and it will still mean that, as Kate Green said, there was no mention of supporting our mental health or well-being, which, is important. Being in school for longer, we'll be tired, which isn't good for our mental health.
No, it's a difficult situation because whilst you need the time off, you need the time to de-stress and just kind of recover, some students might actually find it more stressful, particularly those that are coming up to their exams, more stressful to miss out on education. They might want to be catching up. So it's going to be a very difficult balance.
I think it should be optional. And I think that should be optional for the student and the parents to have a say, but for the student, because it's their mental health and their well-being.
I wonder which way you'd choose.
What way do you think?
Based on your opening statement.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I think your bed would be getting a lot of use, wouldn't it?
Yes, sleep.
Yeah.
Or even if, maybe once, one day, in the whole of that summer holiday, we either have an online lesson, because we can always email the teacher. If there's something we're stuck on, or we think, right, I need to go over this, then we can always email them or message them on Teams and just go, I'm stuck on this, and they'll probably set us some work to help us. So that's already something you could do in the summer holidays. And it also means that the teachers would have to come into school for those longer school days and the shorter summer holiday. They'd have to come in for that longer term time.
Mm-hmm.
So what did the return to school involve? So teachers and pupils across England said that the first day back went well and people were happy to stick to the government guidelines. This includes secondary school pupils taking free COVID tests in school before switching to being tested twice a week at home. I don't know who the students they were asked who said that the first school day went well, but it definitely wasn't me.
But did it go well operationally, but you just didn't want to be there?
Yeah.
Well, so it went well then?
No.
Yes.
But yes, I've had my free COVID tests in school and I should be sent home a home testing kit soon. I don't know when, but soon. Some point soon.
Everyone loves a home test.
Whoa. What about masks? So wearing masks is recommended, but is not compulsory. I thought it was compulsory.
But in schools, I suppose it probably depends on the school. The school, it might be that the school can make their own decision on it.
Yeah. The government's children minister, Vicky Ford, said it was important because some pupils may feel anxious about wearing a mask. Primary school pupils do not have to take COVID tests or wear masks. Sports and after-school activities have also been allowed to start again. Williamson said that the government is being careful in case reopening schools can lead to more people catching coronavirus. The government aim is that schools will remain open. But they said that before Christmas.
Yeah.
They said schools will remain open and they shut. they didn't remain open.
No. Well, we have to see, don't we? The government have to wait and see, and they have to try to get things back to normal, particularly education.
Yeah. So what our final question is, what is happening in other UK countries? So each UK country decides their own rules and restrictions for schools. Northern Ireland has begun step-by-step school returns, with students in primary school year 1 to year 3 returning on the 8th of March. Secondary school pupils in key exam years will go back on the 22nd of March. Younger primary children in Scotland began on the 22nd of February. All remaining primary pupils will have returned on the 15th of March, and breakfast clubs and after-school activities will be allowed. Secondary school students went back on the 15th of March, and all pupils will spend some time in school over the Easter holidays. The youngest pupils in Wales went back to school in February, and the rest of the primary school students will have returned on the 15th of March. All secondary school students will remain in All secondary school pupils are due to return after the Easter holidays. So it just shows how everywhere in the UK is doing it differently. Some have already gone back, like all schools have gone back, like my school. But then some primary schools have all gone back, some secondary schools have all gone back. Or it might just be different. Primary have gone back, but not secondary. Secondary have gone back, but not primary. It's just all different everywhere.
Yep. No slow return to normal.
Yes, hopefully back to normal. But our first song this week is Let's Go Home Together by Ella Henderson.
I never have given you a second look, but I like the way you don't give a damn. You seem like someone I could pick a fight with and dance all night with. Maybe you like me the way I am. And even though you got bad tattoos and smell like booze, I'm into you. And even though you got an attitude, baby, I'm in love. I'm never that good in a crowded room. But everything stopped when I just saw you. You seem like someone I could be myself with, no defenses. Maybe you like me the way I am. Even though you talk way too fast, I can't stop looking at your eyes. Head's turned every time you laugh. Baby, I'm in love. I'm scared a little too much, I'm a little bit drunk. Feels like I know you so well. You could be everything that I've been missing. I'm coming out of my shell. I never do that. How did you do that? It's like I've known you my whole life.
You could be everything to me.
I'm a little drunk, need a little love. Yeah. Could be everything that I've been missing.
Baby, I'm in love.
I've said a little too much, I'm a little bit drunk. Feels like I know you so well. You could be everything that I've been missing. I'm coming out of my shell.
giving you a second look. But I like the way you don't give
a. That was Let's Go Home Together by Ella Henderson. Now, though, it is time for this week's Around the World update. Three stories from around the world, anywhere around the world. Just three little stories about that. So you've got one this week, as usual, and I have two. And
who's
our
starting?
First, me.
You,
and
okay.
Our first one, we are in San Diego in the US, where great apes received COVID-19 vaccine.
Really?
Yes. Great apes at San Diego Zoo have been given a special COVID-19 vaccine for animals after eight of them caught the virus in January. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
So apes can catch COVID as well. So this vaccine was just like any vaccine. So it's a type of medicine that trains the body to fight a disease using its own defensive. The bonobo chimps and orangutans were all given a specially made vaccine. The animals will soon be tested to see if the ape jab has worked. How do you test an ape? You just say, here's a stick. push this to the back of your throat. Twist it round and stick it up your nose and twist it round for another 10 seconds and give it back to us, yeah?
Yeah, rather you than me.
I don't think they would do that, though.
Possibly not, no.
I don't think the apes would really understand.
Don't think they'd be very happy letting you do it either.
No. Right, where are we off to now? So from San Diego in the US to...
Well, it depends on your outlook, really. We could either be going to Bordeaux in France, or we could be going out of this world into space.
Whoa.
Except we're not. We're going to Bordeaux. Where some of you may have seen something in the news a couple of weeks ago about a meteorite which fell to Earth and was discovered in... a place called Winchcombe in Gloucestershire on somebody's driveway, of all places.
Someone's driveway. So yep. It couldn't have landed in a field, no?
Nope, apparently not.
Driveway.
On someone's driveway. And there was it was a spectacular sight for anyone that actually was lucky enough to see it or has even seen the footage. It's sort of like a streak of light, you know, a proper fireball coming through our night sky, which was the meteorite coming down into our atmosphere and then ultimately landing. This thing was tiny. It's like the size of a golf ball or something like that. Well, that was in Gloucestershire, Winchcombe in Gloucestershire. There's another one which came down somewhere in Bordeaux in France.
Well, hang on. So you're saying that it's tiny?
Yeah.
Even though you said it landed on someone's driveway. So making it sound like it basically crashed into the driveway.
Yeah.
And wrecked it, but it was actually the size of a golf ball.
I didn't really say wrecked it or even insinuate that, but yeah, it's very small.
Tiny.
But yeah, there's another one in Bordeaux, as yet unfound.
Oh, probably landed in a field somewhere.
Highly likely, yeah. The chances of them finding it is quite remote, but one's been found. Now, question, if one landed on your driveway, on our driveway, the right thing to do would be to notify the authorities and hand it in, because these things are so rare. But you'd have to chip a little bit off first, wouldn't you, just to keep it, to say, look, that's a bit of space, that's a bit of moon rock or something.
I went to space without no one knowing.
I'd have to keep it. I'd have to keep part of it at least.
You break it in half.
Yeah.
There we go. And our final one, we are in Russia, and a ballerina dances on ice. So a Russian ballerina has performed scenes from the ballet Swan Lake on a frozen sea at a bay in Russia, which is around 65 miles from the city St. Petersburg. Imara Baknova was protesting against the government's decision to build a port on the bay, which would endanger local wildlife. Swans go there to nest, which gave Bagranova the idea to perform scenes from Swan Lake in temperatures of minus 15 degrees Celsius.
What? No. Yep,
and
thanks.
She's only wearing a tutu and the leotard top. And I'm guessing she probably wore some kind of tights, but clear ones. And I don't even know. I don't think she's wearing ice skates. I don't think that kind of skating. But that must be very cold.
Well, what sort of skating then?
No, it just says dances on ice. So I'm guessing she was barefoot, which would have been very, very cold.
It's freezing.
Minus 15 degrees and barefoot as well.
I hope she was more successful than the gentleman that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago in Amsterdam.
Yes,
who was skating on the canal.
I think so. But now we've got another double song. That was all the Around the World updates. And now we have Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo and Afterglow by Ed Sheeran.
I got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs crying 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine. Said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kinda feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red. Saturday morning is fading. The sun's reflected by the coffee in your hand. My eyes are caught in your gaze all over again. We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle, trying to find ourselves in the winter snow. So we're alone in love like the world had disappeared. Oh, I won't be silent and I won't let go. I will hold on tight until the afterglow. And we'll burn so bright till the darkness softly clears. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow. Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Was Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo and Afterglow by Ed Sheeran. Now, though, it's time for this week's food talk. The part of the show which always makes us hungry, but maybe not this week, because this week it's a bit different, because there was nothing in the magazine related to food.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Bad. Because you've got a food talk.
With no food.
Exactly. But it's kind of related to food. So it's litter cams to catch rubbish drivers. No, that's not drivers who can't drive properly. That is drivers who can't put their rubbish in the bins.
It's not tricky, is it, really?
No.
There's no excuse.
So Maidstone Council in Kent, England is trying out new technology to punish drivers who throw rubbish out of their cars. CCTV litter cams will use artificial intelligence to spot littering from cars and scan their number plate. This information can then be used to send out fines to drivers caught breaking the rules. According to Highways England, which looks after motorways and other main roads, 200,000 bags of litter were picked up from England's roads every year. In Maidstone, littering has gone up by 250% since the start of the pandemic. Derek Mortimer, the Maidstone Borough Council, says that new technology will protect the planet we live in and the town we live in. Fines will start at £90 and rise to £120. In Maidstone, there are plans for litter cams to be tested in other parts of England, such as Sheffield and Wigan. Transport Transport Scotland has said that it will also be interested in trying out the technology. And it's a very smart bit of technology as well, because like all the litter you see on the sides of the roads, whether it's just bags or cups or boxes from like fast food restaurants, which people can easily just have either carried on until they got home or just found a bin or even find a skip. Someone who might have a skip on their driveway, just to like, pop it in there.
Well, see, I've got an idea.
What was your idea?
So, bearing in mind, a lot of this, I mean, this won't work for everything, but fast food, seeing as you mentioned that, when you go through a drive-through, then your number plate should be printed on everything that you then take out.
Yeah.
Because then it's all traceable, full stop.
Mm-hmm. But then the only thing is, it's like with speed cameras, when people end up copying license plates and then a letter and fines get sent to the wrong person who doesn't actually belong to the car.
That's quite rare.
Yeah, but it does happen.
It does, yeah, but all you got to do, just say, well, look, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wasn't in Maidstone because I was working from home in Brentwood that day.
Yeah.
But yeah, excellent initiative. It's just shocking. Why throw something out of your car window? Just take it home.
Exactly. Take it home, put it in the bin, or just find another bin that you might see on the side of the road and go, right, quickly, someone jump out and just chuck that in the bin. It's not hard.
It's not.
It's not like really, really hard that you can't do it. You'd literally just have to chuck something out the window in a bin.
And if somebody's always, oh yeah, but I don't want it in the car, it smells. Well, it's already been smelling your car out.
So. Yes. But that was our food talk for this week. After this, though, we only have our two little stories, and then it's the end of the show for this week. It goes so fast.
It does.
Really, really fast.
Yeah, it's only an hour.
But the hour goes.
You deserve more.
I know I do.
Because I'm so open.
was Golden by Harry Styles here on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, though, it's time for this week's two little stories. And our first one, the phone book fan. Fred Mendro from Toronto, Canada, has shared pictures of his collection of antique phone books. Also known as telephone directors, these big books list all the phone numbers in the area. The oldest one in his collection is from 1891 and cost him around £255. Mendro says that you can find out a lot about a place by reading these books and local information. I look up hotels, I look up automobiles, I look up the theatres, he told CBC News. He has been collecting them since he was 14. A bit of an odd collection, though.
Just as you can tell a lot about a place from its phone book, you can tell an awful lot about a place or a person from what they collect.
Yeah.
And that is an odd one, I have to say.
Just a whole load of people's phone numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, each to their own, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Random. And our second one, the neighbouring islands that are nearly a day apart. A TikTok user has gone viral for this video explaining how two islands, which are only 3 miles apart, have a 21-hour time difference. The Daimodi Islands lie in the Bering Strait, a part of the Pacific Ocean that separates Russia and the US. The larger island, named Big Daimon, is on Russia's side, and the smaller island, called Little Daimon, is on the US side. Although there are only 3 miles between them, one island is almost an entire day ahead of the other. This is a real or rubbish, and it is real.
Is it really?
Yeah, so the islands have a 21-hour difference. This is because of something called the International Dates Line, which is an imaginary line in the Pacific Ocean that marks the boundaries between one calendar day and the next. So they are 21 hours apart, so that is almost a whole day. 3 more hours and that would be a whole day apart, these two little islands are.
That's quite remarkable, actually.
Yes, it is. Now another double song, and then it's sadly time to say goodbye. But our next double song is Power by Ellie Goulding and A Black and White by Niall Horan.
Painted to pure perfection, we had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons. Beautiful lights on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud, all I hear is static. I'm not a material girl, everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown, it's putting me down. You just want the power, you're not really down for love. You just want the power. No, I'm not chasing favor, and I'm not faking neither. Take me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring, sorry if I'm ignoring. Mindless actions lead to destruction. Beautiful lies on a Friday night, starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so round, all I hear is static. I'm not a material girl, everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown is putting me down. You just want the power, you're not really down for love. You just want the power. The power.
just want the power.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
World Wide Web is proudly sponsored by Abacus Shutters, the company you can count on. Supplying shutters, gates and doors at affordable prices to Brentwood and the surrounding areas.
That first night we were standing at your door, fumbling for your keys, then I kissed you. Ask me if I wanna come inside, cause we didn't wanna end the night. Then you took my hand and I followed you. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear on the starlit night. Sitting here in your living room, telling stories while we share a drink or two. And there's a vision I've been holding in my mind. We're 65 in US. When did I first know? I always knew. Yeah, I see us in black and white, crystal clear. From the starlit night, in all your gorgeous colors, I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. See you standing in your dress, swearing front of all our friends, there'll never be another. I promise that I'll love you for the rest of my life. I want the world to witness when we finally say I do. It's the way. Still clear on a starlit night, there'll never be another. I promise that I love you.
I see us in black and white, crystal clear on a starlit night. Promise that I love you for the rest of my life.
That was Power by Ellie Goulding and Black and White by Niall Horan. You said you wanted to refer back to the time difference between the two islands quickly before we said goodbye, didn't you?
Yeah, because if you can kind of go back in time, can't you?
Not really.
I know you can't actually. But, you know, you travel 3 hours, only 3 hours in one direction. That's, sorry, there's no pun intended, bearing in mind what you just played. But 3 hours, and yet the time difference by the time you get
three
there
miles.
Will be 3 miles, was it?
Yeah, it's only 3 miles apart, the islands.
Oh, yeah, 3 miles, which would take you, you could walk that in less than an hour.
But yet they're 21
hours. And yet it's 21 hours. That's mind-blowing.
Yes, they are that far apart. But that is all from me this week. I'll be back next week with more from the week, Junior. And remember, new week, new news here on World Wide Web. You'll be back tomorrow for 98 Not Out, won't you?
Well, indeed, yeah.
Yes, and you'll be back next week. You won't be leaving me again.
No, I don't think so.
But I will leave you with these next two songs. Thank you for listening. Bye. Thank you.
I'd leave alone. Just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I've fallen for a lie? You were never on my side. Fool me once, fool me twice. Are you dead or paradise? Now you never see me cry. There's just no time to die.
But you're not, cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I did not know no pain, when I believed in forever and everything would stay the same. Now my heart feels like December when somebody say your name. Cause I can't reach out to call you, but I know I will one day, hey. Everybody hurts sometimes, everybody hurts someday, hey, hey. But everything gon' be alright, gon' raise a glass and say hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Toast to the ones here today. Toast to the ones that we lost on the way. Cause the dreams bring back all the memories, and the memories bring back your. Memories bring back your. There's a time that I remember when I never felt so lost, and I felt all of the air.
you know I never drop. Yeah. Everybody hurts sometimes. Everybody hurts someday. Yeah, yeah. Everything gon' be alright. Gonna raise a glass and say, hey. Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Memories, and the memories bring back your